The story you are about to hear is true.
And that opening theme you just heard was from Dragnet. A recording of that old radio show was stolen from the National Archives. The thief was a former government employee who worked there for more than four decades. Leslie Waffen admitted this past week to stealing almost 1,000 audio recordings belonging to the federal government, including this one.
Well, before we can even raise our gun, the babe gets another quail.
This is a 1937 radio interview with Babe Ruth as he was quail hunting in New Jersey on a snowy December morning.
How did you find hunting conditions out in the woods?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's just like this. The early bird gets the worm. And I love worms.
Bambino fans out there, don't worry. That recording, which Waffen eventually auctioned off on eBay, was recovered by federal agents. But David Ferriero, head of the National Archives, says what's harder to recover is a sense of trust.
Not only did he betray the American public in terms of this theft, but he betrayed his colleagues.
Now, Leslie Waffen, who retired last summer, is awaiting sentencing for his crime. And for the time being, Ferriero says,
I cannot talk specifics at this point.
But
I can just tell you that it was enough to make my blood boil because they are records of the government.
Thefts are not new at the National Archives, where visitors have pilfered Civil War-era letters and other historical documents over the years. But this was an inside job carried out over a decade by a high-ranking official who was in charge of the archives' collection of audio, film, and video recordings.
He walked out, as any staff member did at that time, without any kind of inspection by the guards, unlike how our users are treated when they leave the building.
Now, Ferriero says, bags belonging to both visitors and staff at the National Archives are inspected on their way out. We don't know how many recordings Waffen sold on eBay. The Babe Ruth recording went for $34.74. That may not sound like much, but Ferriero says the true value of these original recordings is priceless.
What he has done is destroying generations of people discovering their history through primary sources. That's what's so disturbing about this.
David Ferriero is head of the National Archives. Leslie Waffen, the former head of the Archives Audiovisual Department, will be sentenced in March. You're listening to NPR News.